Grammar Booster.
Future passives with will.
Affirmative. I'll be told. You'll be told. He'll be told. She'll be told. It'll be told. We'll be told. They'll be told.
Negative. I won't be told. You won't be told. He won't be told. She won't be told. It won't be told. We won't be told. They won't be told.
Interrogative. Will I be told? Will you be told? Will he be told? Will she be told? Will it be told? Will we be told? Will they be told? The full forms are I'll, I will. You'll, you will. He'll, he will. She'll, she will. It'll, it will. We'll, we will. They'll, they will. Negatives. Won't, will not. We can use will to talk about the future. For example, she will send the letter. He will clean the rooms.
We form future passives with will be plus a past participle. For example, A. The letter will be sent. B. The rooms will be cleaned.
We form negatives with won't be plus a past participle. For example,
A.
The letter won't be sent.
B.
The rooms won't be cleaned.
In active sentences, the person or thing doing the action is the subject of the sentence. For example, A. Abby will prepare the food. Abby, subject, plus will prepare, verb, plus the food, object. B. Jack and Laura will check the work. Jack and Laura, subject, plus will check, verb, plus the work, object.
However, with passives, the person or thing receiving the action is the main focus of the sentence. For example,
A.
The food will be prepared by Abby.
B.
The work will be checked by Jack and Laura.
Notice how the person who does the action can appear at the end of the sentence after the word by. You don't have to add this information if you don't need to. For example, the food will be prepared by Abby.
We use passives when
A.
We don't know who has performed the action. The film will be shown tonight.
B.
It isn't important who has performed the action. The streets will be cleaned this evening.
C.
It's obvious who has performed the action. The suspect will be questioned. Obviously, the police will question the suspect. Dialogue. The new job.
So, what do I say to the visitors?
You'll be given a script to learn.
And what do we have to wear?
You'll be provided with a medieval costume that you have to wear during the tours.
All right. I live in central London. How do I get to the castle every day?
There's a coach that leaves from Victoria Station every morning. You'll be picked up from there at 7 a.m. If you miss the coach, you'll have to take the train and then a bus. It takes quite long, so any lost time will be deducted from your wages.
Okay, so is there a contract?
Yes, you'll be given a 3-month contract, but if you pass the initial trial stage, it'll be renewed automatically.
Okay, and when do we get paid?
You'll be paid at the start of each month, usually around the 4th. So your first salary will be on the 4th of December. Plus, you get a bonus. The amount you receive will be based on the feedback you get from visitors. So if you regularly get good reviews, you'll be paid 100% of your bonus. If you get poorer reviews, your bonus will be reduced accordingly.
Well, that sounds fair. So what are the hours like?
You'll be working for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. You'll have to work one day at the weekend. Any more questions?
Yes, where's the toilet, please?
Toilet? This is a 13th century castle. There are no toilets. You'll have to dig a hole outside.
You're joking.
Just kidding. The toilets are down the stairs, first on the right, just next to the dungeon.
Okay.
Watch out for the ghost.
Ghost?